The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. Pro-Palestinian protests continue on campuses throughout Canada. One of the largest is at Montreal's McGill University. Demonstrators say they'll dig in until their voices are heard. Philip Leshanuk reports on the demands and the growing discord.
A pro-Palestinian protest at McGill University in downtown Montreal stretches into its eighth day. Organizer Rima Kurzat says she's proud that this campus protest camp was the first in Canada.
I feel like it's the start of something really big, a movement of the people for liberation of Palestine. And it feels really good to see everyone comes together for the right cause.
This week, a Quebec Superior Court judge rejected a request for an injunction that would have forced them to leave. At the University of Toronto, it's a similar scene. While that administration says the activities are unauthorized, it's not called in police to dismantle the camps. Protesters at both campuses are demanding financial transparency from their schools and funding cuts to companies they claim have ties with Israel. McGill officials have said they're open to talks with the demonstrators, but only if they take down their encampment. Philip Leshanuk, CBC News, Toronto.
Negotiations have started in Cairo for a ceasefire in Gaza. A delegation from Hamas is meeting with mediators from Egypt, Qatar, and the U.S. The deal would reportedly include the return of some hostages taken on October 7th. But Hamas is demanding an end to the war and Israel's immediate withdrawal from Gaza, which Israel's government said it would not do. The arrest of three men in connection with last year's murder of Sikh activist Hardeep Singh Nijjar is now making headlines in India.
The Royal Canadian Mounted Police says that the murder remains very much under active investigation. Nijjar was a Canadian citizen who was wanted in India on various terror charges and was...
Indian news broadcaster NDTV reporting on the story. Nijjar was shot in Surrey, BC last June. His death sparked a diplomatic dispute when Prime Minister Justin Trudeau alleged his killers may have been Indian agents. India rejects the claim. Trudeau spoke tonight saying Canada is a nation of laws and that Sikhs have the same right to live in safety as other Canadians. Canadians living in the prairies are more likely to continue working in some capacity in retirement compared to Canadians in the rest of the country. That's according to a new report from investment company Fidelity. Acton Clarkin has more on the reasons why.
Martin Baldwin retired from his Calgary Elementary School teaching job last summer, but he still fills in as a substitute teacher a couple of days per week.
It's really just about making extra money.
According to Fidelity's study, half of people living in the prairies who are getting close to retirement plan to keep working in some way after retiring. Their main reason is to keep up with the cost of living, which has been going up. Michelle Monroe is Fidelity Canada's Director of Retirement Research and co-authored their 2024 retirement report. She says many Albertans have been hit particularly hard recently.
During those prime investing years for retirement savings, they've had less of an opportunity or less ability to be able to be saving and investing.
She points to high inflation here over the past year compared to national stats, dropping oil prices from a summer high 2 years ago, and rising provincial unemployment as contributing factors. Acton Clarkin, CBC News, Calgary.
WestJet has issued a 72-hour lockout notice after the union representing maintenance engineers and technical employees sent a strike alert to the airline. If the two sides don't reach a deal, a work stoppage could happen as early as Tuesday. The airline says there will be cancel options for guests who want to change their flights, and if a lockout happens, the airline will operate on a reduced schedule. Well, Mystic Dan won the 150th Kentucky Derby in a photo finish tonight. The horse edged out Forever Young and Sierra Leone for the upset victory. Mystic Dan and jockey Brian Hernandez Jr. rode the rail down the stretch with a short lead. The crowd waited several minutes before the result was reviewed and declared official. That is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Mike Miles.